The fifth Tri-Series One Day International between Australia and India at the Sydney Cricket Ground was abandoned due to rain after just 16 overs of play were possible. India had made their way to 69 for 2 when the rain arrived and no further play was possible. Australia won the toss and chose to field first and had removed Shikhar Dhawan for 8 and Ambati Rayudu for 23 when the bad weather closed in. The no result leaves India still in with a chance of making the final against Australia, but they must beat England in the final group game later this week. So with very little play possible today, let's recap what happened in yesterday's one-day international action in New Zealand and South Africa. Andre Russell cracked 64 not out in 40 balls to steer the West Indies to a one-wicket win over South Africa in the fourth ODI in Port Elizabeth. His last-ditch heroics sealed a first win in an ODI for the West Indies over South Africa since 2006. It meant that David Miller's maiden ODI century earlier in the day was in vain. Miller had struck an excellent unbeaten 130 to help the Proteas post 262 for 8. The West Indies, despite half-centuries from Marlon Samuels and Darren Sammy, looked to be heading for a fourth defeat in the series, before Russell hit 5 fours and 5 sixes to guide his side home with 9 balls to spare. New Zealand put together a comprehensive all-round performance to beat Sri Lanka by 120 runs in the 6th ODI in Dunedin, moving into a 4-1 series lead with one game to play. Kane Williamson, who'd made 97, and Ross Taylor, who scored 96, just missed out on centuries, before Corey Anderson added 40 in 28 balls as the Black Caps racked up 318 for 5 batting first. Kumar Sangakkara then hit 81 in 66 balls in reply, before the tourists were bowled out for 195 in 40.3 overs.